Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. Today, we're going to read Exodus chapter 23. I'll read verses 27 through 30. I will send my fear before thee, and I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come. And I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before thee, which shall drive out the Hivite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before thee. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate, and the beasts of the field multiply against thee. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. The Hebrews have been in slavery to the Egyptians for 430+ years. God raised Moses up to lead them out of Egypt. They've seen the 10 plagues. They've been to the edge of the Red Sea and watched God open it up. They've crossed on dry ground. They've seen the Egyptian army drowned in that same Red Sea that they crossed over on. The Hebrews have seen God provide manna for food from manna and a rock that gave water in that picture, Jesus. And it fed 3.5 to 5 million people, folks. They've seen God and his presence on Mount Sinai. They've seen Moses bring back 2 tables of stone with God's laws written with his very own finger. God's wonderful care gives them a cloud by day to keep them cool in the desert and to guide them, and a pillar of fire by night to keep them warm and to guide them at nighttime. God's plan for the Hebrews is to go straight into Canaan land. They listened to the critics that it couldn't be done and ended up wandering 40 years in the Arabian desert. You see, God told them that he would help them. But I want you to notice something in verse number 30. He said, by little and by little will I drive them out before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. He tells them that total victory wouldn't happen right away. It'll happen a little at a time. He's not just going to chase everybody out and say, here you go, just take over. God tells them that that type of success would cause them to fail. God said that they needed time to grow into the success, or that the success would destroy them. God's plan for growth is often not our plan for success. Most growth that explodes ends in disintegration. God told his people to be patient and to grow with the success a little at a time. Most real growth in any area is much the same. You know, people don't grow overnight. It takes 9 months for a baby to be born. Then after that, it takes many years till it's full grown. Plants don't mature or grow overnight. Businesses don't start today and become Fortune 500 businesses overnight. It takes years and decades. God tells us that he wants us to be able to handle the success he has for us. His work is supposed to last for many generations after we're gone even. Let me share with you God's plan of growth, how God intends for us to grow. Number one, God is the only one who can bring growth. You have to understand, we don't grow ourselves. In the book of 1 Corinthians, I'm going to read a few verses to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, the Bible says this, I have planted, Apollos water, but God gave the increase. So then neither is that he that planteth anything, nor he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive of his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. But I want you to notice, it's God that brings the increase. You can't add stature to your body. You can't grow a plant. You can't grow an animal. Number two, we provide the ingredients for growth, but growth is up to God. I have to go soul winning to grow as a Christian. I have to give helping the needy to grow as a Christian. I have to tithe to grow as a Christian. I have to love in order to grow as a Christian. I have to forgive to grow as a Christian. I have to bear others' burdens to grow as a Christian. I have to pray to grow as a Christian. I have to be separate from the world to grow as a Christian. I have to be living the Word of God to grow as a Christian. It's up to God what to do with these ingredients in my life. I'm not in charge of them. It is just my job to provide those ingredients so that He can do with me as He wishes. Number three, we have to obey the rules for growth. But remember, God is the one that provides the growth. Christianity is not like Burger King. You can't have it your way. Farmers can't plant corn in the fall and let it grow all winter up north. It'll freeze. They have to plant in the right season. They need it growing in the right seasons. Now, they can condition the soil. They can get the land ready. And everything could be ready, but they've got to not only do all those things, they have to provide the seed and put it in at the right time. Number four, growth is not an indication of success or failure. Did you know that small trees can bring forth fruit? We cannot judge growth because growth is up to God. You know, most growth cannot be seen as it grows. You don't see a child grow every day. You don't see plants grow every day. You don't go out and measure how much growth there is every day. Marriages, you can't barometer or judge the growth of it day by day. It's hard judging the growth of a church even, Matthew 16:18. Did you know if a church would grow one person a week, they would add 50 people a year and in 10 years would run 500? But it doesn't always work that way. When more people grow at the same time, growth can become faster. You see, if you'll just grow as a Christian a little at a time, and you work on your growth, and someone else is working on their growth, we let God bring the increase. How about we be patient with each other as Christians? How about we be patient with ourselves as Christians? How about we just add a little at a time and let the growth and the productivity happen as God wants? I would like Grace Baptist Church to grow. In attendance, yes. In unity, yes. In closeness, yes. In helping others, yes. In getting through storms, yes. In love, definitely. You see, there's so many areas in which we can grow, and it's hard to measure it. So we follow this recipe for growth. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.